بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before the surah, Surah Al-A'raf, which inshallah should be discussed today, the previous surah was Surah Al-An'am, in which the indication and the message was given that in this world there are more than sufficient, more than enough signs of the Qudrat of the being of Almighty Allah and His miraculous doings. It got to do, however, with the eye of an individual. If he allows his eye to see Almighty Allah's doings, then he will walk on the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim with enjoyment. Anywhere and everywhere he looks, he will feel something calling towards the greatness of Almighty Allah. He will see it on the ground, he will see it in the skies, he will see it within him, he will see it out. If man, however, allows himself to be taught the happenings of the earth and the sky, the happenings of what is within the body and out, if he allows his teachers in this fun, in this field, to be of a group of people who he has no real knowledge about, he has no knowledge regarding their background, he does not know what their intentions are, he does not know where they got their knowledge from, and there's a great possibility they took it from shaitani sources. They took it from shaitani lobbies. The entire purpose behind their teaching it to him was so that they could get ghalba, power over his mind. And after getting power over the mind, they could influence him and convince him to start doubting. Everything was pointing to an Allah. But now they will be able to show him everything. And they will use those things to make him doubt the existence of an Allah. They will make him fall into different theories and beliefs on the assumption that everything has been proven without doubt. And he will start then doubting the one thing in which there is no doubt. At that time he will become such that either from what is called a kamil, a strong believer, he will become a weak believer. One who is always afflicted, one who is always in worry and concern regarding the doubts he has. He cannot even tell anyone these doubts. He feels so terrible about it. As long as it's on that level where he feels terrible about the doubts, even if he has no answer for it, but the fact that he feels bad about it, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him also a certificate. He said, ذَاكَ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ, that is also a sign of unique iman. Otherwise, why will he feel bad about this doubt? But then trusting on those parties who had already brought this doubt into him, not understanding that they are smiling as a friend, but their hearts are the hearts of enemies. Trusting on their teachings, putting full convictions on their teachings, never ever thinking about researching what they say, not from their sources, but from other sources. Looking at it from other angles, scratching at the surface. Because of that full trust that he has, reliance that he has, on what was nothing but a theory, on what was nothing but a shot in the dark, إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. Sometimes that weak believer then is pulled into another step, and that is the step of on the brinks of kufr. It is called ذهني إرتداد. That by name he's still a Muslim, but his mind has become murtad. He is now more atheistic in nature. He likes those theories that show it just happened. And whenever the name of Almighty Allah is brought, he cannot bring it on his tongue. To say Masha Allah, to say Insha Allah, it's very hard for him to say that my garment, my GPS shows me I'll be reaching at this time. For him to say that because of this, this will happen, it's very easy. But for him to say if Allah allows it, then it will happen, becomes very hard. The tongue becomes stiff because the mind has now fallen into an irtidad. That the eye sees Allah tabarak ta'ala nowhere. And it sees everything besides Almighty Allah everywhere. Greatness is attributed to everything. But it is very hard for him to attribute greatness to Almighty Allah. On the brinks of kufr, still trusting on that teacher, on that entire lobby, on that entire system, not understanding how many already they pulled into kufr. But he also happily entered into that system. Going in for a degree is one thing, but trusting the one who's going to give the degree is another thing. Man got a purpose in a certain area, he goes in the market. But he knows that the market is the place of the shayateen. He goes into the market making the dhikr of Allah. He goes into the market before that asking Allah for protection. He understands this is the place of the attack. He comes out safe. And there is that person who does not feel that the market has anything wrong in it. He does not trust the hadith where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the shayateen have put up their flags in the market. He feels there is nothing wrong in the market. And he enters in the market without any security, without any protection beforehand. That person, the market itself is sufficient to rob him of his trust in Almighty Allah. His business becomes his lord. The happenings of the market becomes the happenings of his heart. The day he scores a good point, the day he makes a good profit, his heart, his spirits go up. The day the business is slightly down, the spirits come down. There is no dua in him. There is no shukr in him. There is no sabr in him. His entire thing, day and night, his life and his death becomes his business. Why? Because he never saw the flag of the devil in the market. Similarly, that individual who cannot see the flags of the devil in what we call the systems of education, universities of the world, he cannot see the flags of the devil in what we call the international media, whether it's the newspaper or it's the news over the radio or television. He cannot see the flag of the devil with what we call the international systems that we find on the computer, be it Google and everything else around it, affiliated with it. He cannot see a flag by the word internet. He will see who made the internet. He will see in which places it was made. He will read about a word called CERN. The details of that CERN itself will be so devilish in nature, deep under the grounds, that they could not even bring it to the surface of the earth. Deep under the grounds, they had to create a base with which they could do all this. For what reason they had to be under the ground instead of above? Why they had to run away from the earth, from man lives? Were they running away from the good actions of man? That what they wanted to be created could not be created here, they had to go underground. Whatever was it, look who made it. Look which individuals they are. Look above this area called CERN, and look what statues you will see. Everything indicates to the flag of the devil. But that man who does not see it, then he will enter into all of the systems. And he will not see them pulling him slowly and slowly, until his foot comes to the brink of kufr. The mind is taken over, zihni irtidad. And then they pull him into what is called atheism. But they will never be happy with atheism also. From atheism, it is only a stepping stone to Satanism. Shaitan's thrill it was that man must burn with him in Jahannam. Another thrill it was that every man must be disgraced. Man must be hurt. Man must be punished. He hates man. He hates the one who worships Almighty Allah. He even hates the one who worships him. He wants to see all burning. He wants to see all disgraced in the ending. He wants to see all suffering before death. He wants to see all suffering after death. In Surah Al-A'raf, in the beginning, Almighty Allah introduces the people of Iman to the reality of the devil. It is not a small issue this, how a mother would say to a child, if you are naughty, then the boogeyman, the spook will catch you. And then the child will just say, A'udhu Billah, and then finish, it's game over. Almighty Allah shows the matter with the devil is not such an easy matter. We will translate the beginning few verses or the beginning few pages of Suratul A'raf. Unique introduction Almighty Allah has given to the nature of the devil. The surah starts Alif Lam Mim Sad. Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrika harajum minhu. That this is a book that has been revealed to you. In your heart there should not be any hard feelings, difficult feelings regarding it, for whatever reason. Ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum. No matter what the world will show, no matter what systems they will put up, what theories they will put forth, Almighty Allah says, you follow what has been revealed to you from your Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Those besides Almighty Allah, do not run behind them as though they are your friends. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, it is very little that man understands, that man takes lesson. Because if he wanted to take lesson, وَكَمْ مِن قَرْيَةٍ أَحْلَكْنَاهَا. Why doesn't he look around the world? How many nations they were? فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْهُمْ قَائِلُونَ. While they were sleeping at night, while they were resting during the day, we destroyed them. فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. When our punishment came upon them, what was their sentence? The sentence was, إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Indeed, we were the oppressors. The systems we thought about, the slogans we made, the philosophies and theories we brought about, the actions we did, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Almighty Allah says, indeed we will ask the people who got the messenger, and we will ask the messengers. The messengers will be asked, did you give the message? Those that got the message will be asked, did it reach you? All will make i'tiraf. فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ. Almighty Allah then says, then we will narrate to them the doings of every individual. بِعِلْمٍ, everything is written by Almighty Allah. وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. We were not absent. We were there by every individual. We heard his every sentence. We saw his every act. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ. The scale on that day will indeed be a truthful scale. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. That man who will find his scale heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The greatest levels of success will be his. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The man who will find his pen light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. These are those people who have lost everything. Why? Because the ayat, the signs of Almighty Allah were in front. They made zulam with those signs. How they were supposed to use it, they did not. They used it for the opposite. وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. O man, indeed we have given you power in the earth. We have made you strong in the earth. The purpose of making you strong was not that now you stand boldly on the spot and you start denying the existence of Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشِ. We made for you your means of sustenance. Your food was going to come to you. You never have to go out and search for it day and night. But did that mean that because we had made you so free during the day, so strong on the earth, that you could now go and start attributing it and start looking for reasons to deny your Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Indeed, very little is the shukr of man. Almighty Allah then introduces man to the devil. That if you don't want to make shukr of Almighty Allah, and you want to run behind another system, you want to run behind another power, then remember that power does not like you. That power hates you. That power is after you. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. We had created you, we had formed you. Then we said to the angels, make sajda to Adam. So all of them made the sajda illa Iblis, except what we call today the biggest devil, Shaitan Iblis. He was not going to be amongst those who would make sajda. Why? It was not that the command of Allah was hard for him. It was that he hated Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Before this command, other commands Almighty Allah would give, happily he would accept it. It was his hatred for man. So much was his hatred from day one that in front of Almighty Allah, where you would never think man will ever disobey, the hatred for mankind was to such a level that it would not allow him to put himself onto the ground. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ It was asked, what has stopped you from making the sajda when I ordered you? He said, I am better than him. You made me from fire and you made him from sand. Hatred and hatred for mankind, looking at man as though he was dirt. قَالَ فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا It was said to the devil, go. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا This place where you are is such a pure place. There is no place for takabbur here. It is the command of Allah. Whether you find you are bigger or smaller, فَخُرُجْ Get out. إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ You are the smallest of small. You are the most disgraced. At that time you would have thought, losing that paradise that he was enjoying, losing that pure court, he would have just said, hold on to my anger, and just go back and say, I'm sorry. The hatred for man, قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ He was not going to ask for forgiveness. He was going to ask that I want to make man suffer with me. Meaning I'll be happy to suffer as long as he suffers with me. قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ We have given you grace. قَالَ فَبِمَا أَخْوَيْتَنِي This was his qawl. This was his sentence. This was his shi'ar. For Ibrahim alayhi salam it was, my living and my dying, everything is for Allah. For shaitan it was, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي Because you, O Allah, took me off the path. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ I will take my revenge. You cannot take revenge on Almighty Allah. His revenge was going to be on the creation of Allah. I will wait for them. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ On where will I wait? I will wait on the straight path. This entire up till now was اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ Allow us, O Allah, to remain on the spot, to walk the spot, to reach the end of the spot. He said, I will wait for them on the spot. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ From in front of them, from behind them, I will launch my attacks. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ From the right and from the left. What is this attack? Was it going to be an attack with the sword? No man will allow himself to be cut. That was not an attack. This was an attack of a deceiver. The attack of the deceiver is an attack that comes in the manner that the man walking on the path does not see the caller as an enemy, but he sees him as a friend. He sees him as a helper. He sees him as an aid. He sees in his hand something that he wants, whether it is knowledge of the present times, whether it is a certificate to get my sustenance coming to me easier according to his thoughts, whether it is some wealth to put up his empire, whether it is some guarantee if something happens to you, we will be there behind you. When he will launch this attack, the attack has never been in the form of an attack. It has always been in the form of help, in the form of an attraction. In the form of, I am offering you something that your inside wants. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ He says, when I will launch this attack, you will find majority of them, they will forget you, O Allah. They will not be making your shukr. They will be happy to move to the right. They will be happy to move to the left. Whatever they find coming from my hand, they will come running towards it. قَالَ خُرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا He was said, get out from here. You are now cursed. You are now pushed away. لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ And whoever will follow you. As you are so cursed, that man will also be so cursed. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ With you and your followers, we will now fill Jahannam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was told, يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ You and your wife now go into the garden. فَكُلَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا Wherever you want to eat from, eat. But they do not go, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ There is one tree, one bush, we do not want you to go close to this. Otherwise that will be an act on oppression. You will be making oppression upon yourself. We have given you such enjoyments. Almighty Allah mentions this error of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, not for the error so much in this verses, but to show what brought him into this error. to show what was that level of the shaitani attack. Was it with a sword? Was it with a knife? For waswasa lahuma shaitan. It was a whisper. It was a blow. It was perhaps a conversation. The details of how shaitan managed to get his voice to them is not very clear, but he got it. How shaitan today manages to get his voice to us also. It is not only a blow that comes from within. The voice of shaitan is heard on the television. The voice of shaitan is heard through the radios. It is heard through newspapers. The international media is one tongue that voices a blow of the devil. He says one thing and the entire world hears it. How shaitan got his voice to reach Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiyallahu anha. But he got it. لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. With his whispering, he was able to take them out of that maqam of izzat, that place of real honor, and he was able to bring them down. The first effect of his whispering when they fell for his whisper was that clothing which we had used to cover their private parts, that clothing was going to disappear. وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا. How did he whisper to them? This is the whispering of the devil. In such a way he whispers that you will never attribute it to the devil. Had man understood this is coming from the devil, then you won't walk that path. When Dajjal will make his call, no one will see him as a Dajjal. Understanding him to be the Dajjal, the deceiver, no matter how beautiful is the things around him, people will run away. No one will see him as a deceiver. That's the meaning of Dajjal. Shaitan's blows, no one sees or hears it coming from the devil. It comes from such avenues that you will never ever pick up. This is an evil blow. وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahimullah, in his tafsir Bayanul Quran, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib in Khulasa'i Tafsir makes note of this, that the manner he invited them towards that plant, that bush, that tree, he explained to them that indeed Almighty Allah had forbidden you from this. But not because there's anything haram in this. Rather, eating from this here will actually, illa an takuna malakain, aw takuna min al khalidin. That in this fruit, in this, whatever this bush is giving out, there is that salahiyat and quwwat and power, that a person who will take from it, consume from it, his nature will become angelic. He will remain forever and ever. He will never die. But then the question comes then, why did Allah stop us from taking of it? Hazrat Thani Rahimullah says, most likely he would have convinced them that at the beginning when you were just made, your bodies did not have that ability to be made into angels, to be made to live forever. At that time, eating of this year was definitely most harmful for you. But the prohibition was referring to that time, it's not now. Now if you take of this, definitely your Allah will not mind. Because why did he stop you? The only thing in this is, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنَ. That the only thing in this is, it's going to make you an angel. It's going to make you live forever. Will your Allah ever stop you from that? So the prohibition was not forever and ever. It was just when you were created. At that time, your body did not have the ability to still eat from it. It was too powerful. Why else did Allah stop you? The only thing in this is to make you an angel. He would not have stopped you from that. In such a manner, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. That ta'wil of his, ba'id ta'wil, but the manner he put it front. And not only was he going to suffice on that, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. He would take qasam after qasam, oath after oath, Inni lakuma lamina nasihin. I promise you, I am the biggest well-wisher for you. I do not want you to suffer. I do not want you to die. I do not want you to come out of this enjoyments. Fadallahuma bighurur. Almighty Allah says it was with deception that he was able to bring them down. Bring them down from that level of izzat they were enjoying to a level where slight disgrace came over them. The private spots were opened. They had to take leaves and cover themselves. They were feeling shy. He brought them down from that high level that I'll never eat from this thing to the level that I don't think anything will be wrong if I eat from it. From that azimat that I'll never do something, he brought them onto the level of rukhsat that I don't think Almighty Allah will be upset. He brought them down from the beautiful garden in which they were, and he was going to bring them down into the earth. فَدَلَّاهُمَا He brought them down with deception, and his attack on man will be the very same thing. Man is very strong at the beginning. He makes a lot of azams and promises that I will never fall for the devil. But the manner he invites them, slowly and slowly man starts giving in. What yesterday was haram becomes today halal. What yesterday was never ever becomes tomorrow, that maybe sometimes. What yesterday was over my dead body, tomorrow becomes, I'm sure there'll be permission for this. Times are changing. Slowly but surely, he invites and he pulls and he brings man from a very high level down to a very low level. A level from izzat, he brings him into disgrace. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَا الشَّجَرَ They just tasted from that tree, and then their private spots were made open. وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ They had to take the leaves of paradise and put it over their bodies. Almighty Allah then would address them. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا Their Rabb spoke to them. أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ Did I not stop you from this tree? Did I not say to you, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ That the devil for you is your open enemy. How Almighty Allah said it to Nabi Adam alayhi salam on that time. This wording will be repeated to mankind. May Almighty Allah let it not be that we are the ones who have to hear it on the day of Qiyamah. When Almighty Allah will say, did I not stop you from that? And did I not warn you that the devil is your open enemy? How did you still fall for his lie? Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam taught the world that when you will slip and when you will fall in a trap of the devil, then making excuses for your mistake, living up with pride and trying to show I am not caught and I was excused for doing what I want, that does not help in this path. The devil also made an error. He refused to make sajda. Almighty Allah asked him why. He gave an excuse. In front of Almighty Allah, excuses do not work. In front of Almighty Allah is i'tiraful qusur, to accept our mistake and to say, I beg you for forgiveness. Adam alayhi salam was different from the devil. Immediately, instead of saying, the devil told me to do this, I trusted him. He explained to me like this. I never understood it like that. I thought that your own mind, Nabi Adam alayhi salam did not go into, I thought this and I thought that. He immediately said, Rabbana, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا O Allah, indeed, if anyone is the oppressor, we have been the oppressors upon ourselves. If punishment has to be taken, then we are indeed deserving of punishment. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا O Allah, it's only your forgiveness, your mercy. If that does not come unto us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Everything will be lost. Everything will be lost. Nabi Adam alayhi salam was not going to cry that he was going to be coming down from that high level of paradise and enjoyment, and he will have to now go into an earth and work. That he was not going to cry for. He was going to cry knowing that my Allah is upset with me. And he will cry and cry until he would get convinced that my Almighty Allah has forgiven me completely. He taught the world the meaning of Tawbah. Tawbah doesn't only mean that when man is going through a few days of difficulty, then he just cries and cries so that the difficulty is lifted. His crying continues until in his heart he feels that my Allah is no longer angry with me. Halat in this world come and go. For evil people, when difficulties will go, they will remain in their evil. It does not mean that the mercy of Allah fell on them. The people of Tawbah, Nabi Adam alayhi salam taught how to cry. To cry and cry until you're convinced that Almighty Allah has now forgiven. قَالَ اَهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ Almighty Allah then said, now go into the world. You will have a time in this world. وَمَتَاعٌ You will have your needs fulfilled in this world. Everything will move around you. You will find from the sun that which will benefit you. You will find from the moon that which will benefit. From the stars. You will find from the earth. Everything around you has been created. وَمَتَاعٌ We have provided for you in this world, mustaqarrun, and you have to stay in this world. What will you do in this world? Fiha tahyoun, you will live, wa fiha tamutun, then you will pass away, wa minha tukhrajun, then you are going to stand up, then the real world is going to start. While you are in the world, ya bani Adam qad anzalna alaykum, Almighty Allah says, O son of Adam, when you are in the world, remember what we have sent to you. All of it is for you, for your protection, for your aid, for your beautification. Number one, anzalna alaykum libasa, we have sent for you such clothing, yuwari sawatikum, which will cover your private parts. We have seen to your izzat in this world. You don't go out of your way to remove that which we sent to cover your izzat. Warisha, we have sent clothes to you in this world that will beautify you. We have made you different from the animals in the world, that their skin is their clothing for the outside world also. We have given you a beautiful skin. We have given you clothing that makes you even more beautiful. We gave you clothing for the outside that will look after your izzat, that will beautify you. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى. And as we have sent for you the outside clothing, we have also sent for you a clothing which is called taqwa. A constitution to show you how to look after your izzat, how to keep your beauty, how to bring you back into that world where you were taken out from, the clothing of taqwa. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. How the outside clothing is so important, don't take it out. The inside clothing, the clothing of taqwa, is even more important. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are the things that Almighty Allah has established in the world for you to see Allah. These are the powers of Allah. These are the favors of Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. So that man takes heed. يَا بَنِي آدَمْ O man, لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Let it not be that the devil pulls you into his trap. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. In the same manner as he was able to pull your parents out of paradise. Meaning how deceptive he was, how scheming he was. They never realized that he was out for them. In what way he showed, I'm your well-wisher, he will do the same thing with you. He will not come as an evil, ferocious devil in front of you that you will run from him. He will come as a friend. He will come as a system. He will show himself with a smile, with attractions and beauties. He will show you a different lifestyle. He will put wealth in front of you. He will put desires in front of you. His entire purpose is, remember, when he was able to get them out of their paradise. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. How he pulled away from them their clothing, just so that he could expose to them their private parts. He just wanted to disgrace them. For you also, he only wants to disgrace you. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote on this, that man should understand that the first attack that the devil launched upon man, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, was the attack to remove his clothing and thereby pull him into disgrace. He says the first attack that the devil launches on the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and one of the most loudest that we have in our era, what is called the modern era, is to remove the clothing of man, to take them out and make them walk on the roads naked. He did that right at the beginning. He is doing it today. For him to see man without clothing, that clothing which was meant as beauty, which was meant to cover the private part, for him to see man himself happily taking out that clothing and not even putting a leave now to cover himself, that is that attack, the first attack he launched, it is the attack today. Almighty Allah says, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. He is watching you. He and his entire army is watching you from places, from avenues which you cannot see them. This is not a small enemy, this. This is an enemy that you don't know where he is. Inna ja'alna ash-shayatin awliya'a lil-ladhina la yu'minun. We have made the devils very close friends with the people who have no iman. For some of them who have no iman, who are Satanists, the devil is very close with them. He uses them, he works with them to establish his system in the world. For others, they are becoming his friends, meaning everything he wants them to do, not understanding who they're doing it for, but they go out of their way. Then they are the people of weak iman. They also tread on this path. They understand him to be their friend, not understanding who's behind the scenes. It is the Kamil, it is the strong Muslim, it is the strong believer that Almighty Allah in the Quran has made indication that they are those selected servants of Almighty Allah. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan, that they will be my selected servants. Your traps will not work on them. Your pulls and your calls will not work on them. Sometimes they will slip. Inna alladhina attaqaw idha massahum ta'ifun min ash-shaytan. Sometimes they will slip. Tadhakkaru, immediately they'll realize, what am I doing? And they will come back to Almighty Allah. Their eyes will open up again. May Almighty Allah make us amongst that group of strong believers whose iman, Allah tabarak ta'ala favor us with that level of iman that we stay protected from every attack of the devil, every trap of the devil. We ask Almighty Allah in His kindness to never allow us to fall into the traps, to never let shaitan take us from our levels of izzat into disgrace, from our levels of iffat and purity into filth and dirt. To Almighty Allah, how He blessed us with iman without our even asking. In that same karam of Allah, we ask You that You always keep us protected with iman, with iffat, with afiyat, with rahat. You save us from every attack of the devil himself, the shayateeni fitans, the shayateeni traps, the fitan of what we call the fitan of Dajjal, every fitna that is in front of us. Allah tabarak ta'ala, we ask You in Your kindness, You save us from all of it, and You allow us to reach without a scratch the end of Sirat al-Mustaqeen, and from there to get entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.